This is a Petoskey stone. I was obsessed with these for quite a while. Every time we visited northern Michigan, near Petoskey, Michigan, where these are plentifully found, I would go on a treasure hunt for these. They were also near Sleeping Bear Dunes, where I found this one and another one that you see pictured here on the screen. The way you find these is actually impossible without water. If you see a Petoskey stone that's on the beach and dry, it looks just like this. But once the waves wash upon the shore, or if you're lucky, you're walking in the shallow waters and they're calm, you can see one of these stones reveal their brilliant hexagonal pattern. And what it is coralized. It's actually fossilized coral reef. So I found this one that looked exactly the same as this one, and I spent about 10 hours polishing this by hand. They're soft, so you can't put them in a rock tumbler because they'll just crush and break into small pieces of stone. The only way you can find a Petoskey stone is through the eye of a treasure hunter, through water, and it reveals what is often now treated as a gemstone. So our scripture from James challenges us to see ourselves, to see one another as God's treasure. But we have to see each other through the eyes of a treasure hunter, which is what God is. He's looking for those treasures among us. And so James says in our scripture, do you, with your acts of favoritism, really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? In other words, James calls into question the authenticity of our faith when we treat strangers and when we treat one another, even treat visitors to our church, with favoritism, where we do acts and we have thoughts of discrimination, whether it be because of their appearance, because of their supposed wealth or lack of wealth, or in the case of the Syrophoenician woman, because she's a Gentile, she's not part of the same tribe, and so Jesus uses that word that was often used derogatorily toward Canaanite women, which was dogs. What James encourages us to do is actually think about the authenticity of our faith. Do we really see one another through this gospel lens? Do we see one another the way God sees us? This is the truth of God's kingdom. We are all precious in His sight. There are no common stones among us. God is building His temple, and He's looking for stones to build this beautiful temple throughout all the ages. And He does so with precious stones. You and me. And so when somebody comes through the door, we are not to judge them or show acts of favoritism, which is really to do harm to that person. When I was going through seminary in Dallas, I spent 5.5 years cleaning windows. 5.5 years, between 20 and 40 hours a week. The company that I worked for was actually owned by a seminary student who also hired other seminary students. So we had all these seminary students out cleaning windows on the streets of Dallas. One day, I entered a dentist office. I had just finished cleaning all the exterior windows, and I began to clean the interior windows. There was a child waiting for their dental appointment that was misbehaving, that was being disrespectful to his mother and wasn't listening to her and doing what he was supposed to be doing. She scolded him and she said, if you continue acting that way, you're going to end up being a window cleaner for the rest of your life. Oh, how I wanted to lecture her and tell her what a great blessing window cleaning was, that it provided for me financially, and that I was doing this in order to become a pastor, and that I really actually valued what I did. It was a great opportunity to work, but I didn't scold her. Didn't want to embarrass her. And so how does it make us feel when we feel invisible, when we are treated as people who are just another number? It's why we don't like to wait in line. It's why we don't want to be snubbed and overlooked, because we want to feel that we are precious in the sight of God. And when people do harm to us and they judge us, how does that make us feel? It makes us feel that, well, God must also view me that way if that's the way others treat me. And so we should never look at one another the same. We shouldn't look at ourselves ever the same, but we begin by never looking at God the same. As you enter the door, you pass by the font. Just like this Petoskey stone, that water and the Word and the Holy Spirit reveals the gems that we all are in Jesus Christ, the precious value that we all have, despite the fact of our gender, our ethnicity, or our class in society. In the gospel, there is neither male nor female, Jew or Gentile, neither slave nor free. We are all one in Jesus Christ. And we're all united together with Christ in holy baptism, and we're also united to one another in the authenticity of our faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. We should never look at one another ever the same again. We should look at each other through that same water, that same spirit, and that same family that we are in Jesus Christ. And so when we show favoritism or we discriminate based on appearance, we are betraying the very thing and the very people for whom Christ died and rose again. And even better than that, we should never look at ourselves ever the same. We should never beat ourselves up outside of the gospel. We should know that we have been forgiven, that we are precious in His sight, that Christ lived, He taught, and He suffered, and He rose again to make us those precious gems that we are. That is who we are. We're not those common stones that we see that could be easily discarded, but we are the great possession of the treasure hunter, and that treasure is you.